Next individual, please.
Item 69, request of Sharon Nassett to address council regarding citizen comments having interruptions and a way everyone can be accommodated.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor, council members. Happy New Year. It's still new. And thank you very much for your service. I'm going to have an election, so congratulations on the elections, too. I would like to say that I'm very appreciative of the fact that we have communications and we have debates and so forth. And that is exactly how our government is formed, because you have to hear the individuals and then you kind of get it all together, and that's how we get our representative government. And right now in Portland, we have a void of a place that is one common hall, similar to how Fennell Hall is in Boston, where you have debate, conversation. You speak back and forth, so you have dialogue, which is when one person says it and you actually know they heard you because they can say a comment back. When most of the boards and things you speak in front of, you can't. Many of the people, when they get a chance to get up here, it's such a short amount of time. You don't really feel heard. The Sanskrit saying of the journey out of inner turmoil starts with a sympathetic ear. Hearing the person unwinding instead of closing in. And that the wise man learns more from the fool than the fool could ever learn from the wise. You hear many people when you run for office that say great ideas that could never be elected, and nobody hears them, and they don't feel heard. I deal a lot out in the public and have a lot of meetings, and there are some people that will come up to you, and every time they say the same thing. And very early on, I realized they wanted to be heard. So I stopped when I went out and asked them and listened. And then when I would see them, even though people would shriek, I'd say, "Hey, how is?" And then I would bring up that exact issue so they know they were heard. Say, "What's new about it?" If there wasn't anything new, they didn't have anything really to say. And they were no longer caught in that spin. I'm hoping that you'll get maybe a small place on the southeast where it's easy parking and set up something similar to how Fennell Hall is, which is 10 and 15, 20 minute speeches. People get to have it on the subject they want. You stay on a subject until it is talked about thoroughly. Everybody in the room votes it's been talked about or not. I've been lucky enough to be a guest presenter in Oregon and Washington in front of the legislatures. I get there. You get 20 minutes. You know you're missing all kinds of things that's really important. And then they say, "Oh, now you can have two quick questions." And the two quick questions, and the person kind of gets the answer, and they go away, and you know, it wasn't really out there. And that's the form we're offering, and that's why it's... Anyways, so thank you kindly. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good day.